Let's jump right on into things, Dave. I hope you're ready. I know you're ready to rock and roll because you've been awake for a few hours, much more so than I have, being that you are in, it's Louisville, Kentucky, correct, today?
I am. I even went out for a beautiful Saturday morning walk, so I'm energized.
Well, and for the sake of everybody else, just so you know, we only have Dave for about 25 minutes, and I just burned up four of those because he is the one of the keynote speakers, along with his beautiful bride of who Valerie just turned what, 27, 28 now or something?
I think 29 even.
29 for a few times over. But you guys are the keynote speaker for a Rhythm of Deacon event there, so we're going to jump into things. And Dave, I know I would be ludicrous to assume that everybody that's listening in right now has heard your story before. So can you give us the summed up version? We're going back, 19 years ago that you were introduced to NECN?
Golly, time flies when you're having so much fun. July is my 19th anniversary in NECN.
Well, congratulations early.
Thank you. I think I could maybe start calling this my career.
So yeah, as people ask me, Vance, what do you do for a living? You know, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. You know, I'm not quite sure. But so how I know the story, but I can't tell it as good as you can. So fire away.
Oh, golly. I look at myself around at different other people, and mostly I'm pretty much just like everybody else, like all of us are. You know, we're a lot more similar than we are different. I think the unique thing with me is I saw a dream in network marketing 33 years ago with another company, and I just hung in there, and I just thought there's got to be a decent company out there somewhere, and where there's a will, there's a way. The thing that really got me excited about this whole idea was just a way to make a difference and magnify your power to make a difference through the power of this marketing. And when I eventually found NECN, I just thought, wow, I've been vindicated. I found the promised land. This is it. And I already know how to do this with the years and years of practice that I'd had before that. If I'm doing my math right, I think it was about 15 years of practice before I finally saw NECN. And so I already knew how to contact people. And when I saw NECN, I really appreciated it because of my experience with the other companies, that this is so unique. And it's still the story I share with people right now because, you know, the thing that I love about NECN is no matter who you are, whatever you're sharing with people, a lot of it's just kind of promises. And NECN, we've got some stuff to back that up. You know, the thing that really got me excited was billion-dollar Japanese company, you know, privately held, well-capitalized, you know, superbly managed, especially with our new corporate team today, products that people really do need and want it, that make a difference. I just thought, wow, this is really the right place at the right time. And of all the time I've been doing this, it just redefines that right now with the crises and things that are going on right now. The NECN message just makes more sense than ever before. And probably the best thing I could tell anybody is after all of these years, I'm more excited now than I've ever been. I'm still sponsoring some new people, and that's a chance to make you brand new all over again when you sponsor somebody new. So that's just a thrill.
Dave, you just said that you saw something at the beginning of this that you knew you could make a difference, and it fits into the NECN message. You'd already learned how to contact people, and yet in the first few minutes that we've had already, you have not mentioned anything about setting out years ago to be the highest paid income earner in North America.
Well, when I first saw NECN, I really did want to build an empire builder. I did see myself off in the future being ahead of a vast empire, and that was actually something I'd read from somebody else, and I says, you know, I like those words. I'm going to steal them and make them mine.
And also, what's interesting is because I do know your story, and I never got to see some of the original things that you and Valerie owned at the time of your entry into NECN, the illustrious orange car in the home that your family lived in. But you were not much different than most people in North America today, whether we want to, whether we're in the midst of the economic crisis or we're kind of on the outside looking in because it doesn't affect our industry, or we're looking at it from the perspective of, you know, I've already got two jobs and I think I'm going to have to take a third just to make things work, or I'm going to have to ask my spouse to take a second or third job or whatever the case may be. You were in that scenario, weren't you?
I just worked for 7 years with a company where I felt that I'd already found my career in life. I was with a company that had some real sophisticated, I would say even clinical type nutrition products. They did change lives. I was happy. I wasn't making as much money as I needed to make, but we were getting along. And then they started watering the product down and some other serious integrity issues, and I had to leave, and I went and got a job, and it wasn't a very good one. And long story short, along that way, I had a small lighting business. I'd sold that to go full-time into that business, and right then, you know, it started collapsing. And long story short, I was up to my nose in debt and frustration. I was on my tippy toes just to keep my nose above the water. we were hurting. I got this bright idea because we had lots of kids. We had 9 at the time, and so we just bought the biggest, cheapest house that we could find. Definitely a fixer-upper, and I never had the time or the money to ever get around to fixing it up. The orange car that you refer to, man, it didn't look too bad till we hit the deer and a few other things like that, and we just didn't have any money. And I had a good friend come over, and together we got a bumper jack and managed to pull the radiator back out of the engine and, you know, get a new fan and water pump and a few things like that, but drove around without a front on that car. It was,
So I guess the biggest question is, why on earth did your sponsor think you at the time would be a candidate to invest a few hundred or a couple thousand dollars into something like NECAN? I mean, because a lot of times when we're out there sharing with people, we automatically think, oh, you know, that person, they have some good personality skills and they might know a lot of people, but man, they're in a heap of trouble financially, and this is the last thing. So I'm curious why, because it was Charles Ritchie, correct?
I mean, it was Rich Cox who originally was my sponsor, and that question is a very valid one because he didn't contact me. I like to think of myself as a golden contact. I contacted him. I heard he was doing something new, and I wanted to know what it was, so I called him up. And so he never did call me. And so, you know, I recommend you don't wait around and hope that people are going to call you. But that's what I did. And then through him, I became acquainted with Charles Ritchie because he was brand new. He didn't know anything. And so I immediately associated myself with Charles, who already knew this stuff. You know, he had made $20,000 in a month selling magnets from Japan. And plus, I just, you know, personality-wise, we just matched. And I thought, this, plus, you know, billion-dollar company, unique product that's life-changing, and I've got an upline that's done $20,000 in a month, and he's a nice guy, and I can relate to him. I just thought, this is the perfect moment, you know, having somebody to show the way, because if you do something that someone else has done, you'll get the results that they did, and I wanted to get his results.
Mm-hmm.
I figured if I could do half what he's doing, that would solve every problem I've got, you know.
Well, and you talk about $20,000 a month selling magnets from Japan, and let's fast forward to 2009, where we are today, because we see this dilemma happening, that people who have been in NECAN for 5, 10, maybe 15 years get to a point, and I'm preaching to the choir, because Stacy and I, it's been 16 and a half years now, and we get to this point where we forget that people like Rich Cox were generating $20,000 in income off just magnets from Japan, as you said. And to look at the wellness home and what we have as far as technology, And I shudder to, you know, to air these words, but it's true that we sometimes grumble and complain and think, well, if they would just fix this, and if they, Nikan would take care of that. And for some reason, I don't think that you ever think that way, because that kind of stinking thinking isn't part of your thought process.
Well, we had problems back then, too. And as soon as I got in, we were putting out fires. But I'd already been in lots of things. I'd done lots of stuff. And you know, if you got people, you got problems. And I would tell people, I've put up with a lot more for a lot less money than this. And it was just wonderfully reassuring that always there was a company with some integrity that had already proven itself. And it could take some bumps, because you're always going to have bumps. But the thing that's always thrilling about Nikan is it does take time to do anything. And the thing that's cool about Nikan is it's going to be around long enough so you can, you know, accumulate a business and build a team and find folks that are going to have things happen. And so I just thought, hey, you know, that just kind of goes with everything. That we live in a world where there's problems.
Yeah, we seem to, and if we think there's no problems, all we got to do is go right out there in the public, and they kind of jump out at us all at once.
Kind of the fundamental thing, I've always just thought, you know, if I can just find a company that makes just superlative products, and they pay the checks, and they pay them on time, and they don't bounce, pretty much anything else is a plus after that. And we've got lots of pluses, because Nikan's always done that. I've never had a check bounce. They've always come on time. We've got life-changing products, and life is really good. And over these years, I just think, wow, there's nothing like this. And no matter what you do, you're going to have some challenges. But the thing that's just always just quietly reassuring in my heart is Nikan's always going to be around. They deliver. And golly, I've seen a lot of stuff come and go, and things that have attracted people, and you know, and everything has, you know, a few people making maybe a couple of three big checks, but just year after year after year, you see Nikan people that just, it's there. And the thing that's really fun is I'm still doing it, and almost everybody I talk to, they still haven't heard of it yet. You know, it's just a chance to be on the ground floor of a 33-year-old multi-billion-dollar giant, and wow, I think it's kind of exciting.
David, now one of the things that helped shape me as a person who I am today, and you, and I believe you pirated the statement from somebody, and you always do give credit, but I never remembered who you pirated it from, or maybe you did come up with it yourself, and it's simply that the statement and the belief and the understanding that who you will become 5 years from now is dependent on the, you said tapes back then, but it's CDs or DVDs or downloads or whatever that we put in between our 2 ears that we listen to, the people that we associate with, in the books that we read or listen to, you know, on audio CD and whatnot. But those three things, the books, the CD, audio messages, and the people we associate with, those three factors really have, they've changed my life, and I know they've changed hundreds and thousands of other people, because we made that decision, hey, you know, just because the majority of the people are going that direction, or as A.L. Williams says, you know, the 90%ers that, you know, are going that way, there's only going to be about 10% that are going the same direction. However, when you flip those numbers around, that means, you know, there's 90% of the population out there that we have the opportunity to convert over to our mindset that, hey, we can make a difference. What was the point that you, in your life, that you realized that, hey, you know, if I continue to just turn the television on every day when I walk in the door from work and watch it until 10:30, 11 o'clock at night until I'm exhausted, and then start that ritual all over again, what was the point in your life that you said, hey, I need to be more proactive?
Sorry we didn't hear Dave's answer to that question. My phone went dead. We'll join him back here in just a second.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And That was both of those phrases I heard in my 20s.
Okay.
And it was right when I first got into this wonderful world of network marketing. And one of the things I'm so grateful for, of all of the things I've ever looked at, I think the most potentially self-improvement programs that you can just actively get in and just really, you know, develop yourself and become a better person is network marketing. It's just so on the job. And the skills that you learn are so specific to happiness and success, because you've probably heard another thing. They figure probably 95% of the reason people lose their jobs, in other than downsizing and stuff like that, is because of, you know, social skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much of our happiness and success in any area of life is social skills, and you know, something like NECAN is just so big on developing that. And so when I looked at NECAN or anything like that, I just thought, here's something where you can just really accelerate your life and be a hold of, you know, the steering wheel of your own life instead of someone else, and be involved actively in the things that matter the most, you know, developing yourself and bringing other people along with you. You know, because, of course, the greatest joy is giving other people joy and teaching other people those skills and being able to, you know, can take charge of their life. It just, oh, man, it's just huge. You know, we've made millions since we've been in NECAN, but the thing that I really love that just makes me feel really so good about my life is just that psychological income that NECAN pays more than any other company in the whole wide world. And that's just knowing that what you do really is important, that what you do makes a difference in the lives of other people. You know, transformational. It's just so, so powerful, this business.
You know, Dave, it brings up, I just realized that you talk about that transformation power. I was speaking with a mom yesterday whose son is also in the same class as our youngest daughter, Emily, and the track that she set him on as far as dealing with the physical situation with the drugs. And finally, it just overwhelmed me when she started sharing about all these different things, and I finally said, look, man, my heart goes out to what you're in, the situation you're in, but we need to talk. We really, really need to talk. And I found that when I put a little emphasis on it, she immediately perked up, because she didn't know. She had no idea that there was an alternative out there. And that
I
guess I was leaning, you know, looking at it from the product standpoint, but there's so much more when you look at it from the perspective of a little bit of education goes a long way. Dave, we're coming up on a convention here in a few months, and we kicked off a contest at the beginning of this month, and in a few days' time, 2 days' time, June 1st, NECAN is going to make available for the first time ever, with the company, they've never allowed us to do this at such a reasonable rate, but purchase tickets to the convention. Why is it so imperative that we not only make that decision to purchase tickets for ourselves to be there, but also encourage every single person in our group and the people we come in contact with to be in Dallas at the Gaylord Palms next October?
Well, the first thought that comes up in my mind is it's going to be fun. Everybody likes to have fun, and NECAN knows how to have fun. I've never seen a company that knows how to put on an event that is just plain fun, and so you're going to have a lot of fun. But the thing I found over the years, you meet anybody that has achieved greatness in any area, and almost always you're going to find that there was a moment in their life where they made a decision. You know, they saw something, read something, met somebody that said something that just profoundly affected them, and they said, by golly, and they made a decision. And I found that a lot of those, people in NECAN, was it something like this, where they went to a big event, they met somebody, they saw something, and there's going to be just an event that's going to be lots and lots of fun, inspiring, entertaining, but there's going to be several aha moments where they'll see the vision, and they'll never be the same. They won't fit back into that little job or whatever it is before, they'll be expanded. And I've heard it said from our own senior vice president, Larry Prophet, and I'm sure he got it from someone else, but I just love his thought. He says that leadership is the enthusiastic communication of your vision. And NECAN has such big vision, and the convention, I think, is just going to be extra special. You know, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary here in America, and there's going to be some extra special things that are going to happen. This is going to be big vision. We have a destiny. I've always looked at most companies, the ones I've been associated with, very few companies have a heart and a soul. They're just a group of people doing something. And NECAN, there's something about this. I've always felt that NECAN has a manifest destiny, that it's one of those few companies that does have a heart and a soul and a mission that really matters. And I tell people, I say, you know, if you do real estate or if you're in some other deal, you know, whatever it is the world really going to be different? Mm-hmm. Are you going to affect something? And most of these businesses, they're just selling stuff that really doesn't affect things. But if you get into NECAN, you can transform lives. You can truly make a difference. You know, all of us that have had experience with what NECAN has done for people, and we could start telling stories and you know, for hours and not even begin to make a dent in what the impact has had on people. And I tell people, you know, if you don't do NECAN, you're gonna leave a big hole.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't do real estate, you know, someone else is going to buy that house. Someone else is going to sell it. You're not really having that big of an impact because somebody else is going to do your job. And
mm-hmm.
and if you're in a company that just has stuff, you know, I'll confess. Last April, just for kicks, I got invited to an Amway meeting and I went, and it was a lot of fun. But you know, bottom line, they kind of joked about it because they really don't have anything life changing. Throughout the meeting, they just says, find six people that eat and wipe. That's all you got to do. You know, because Amway has their own, you know, four-ply toilet paper, and they have some food stuffs. And it was kind of funny, and they thought it was too, and it was. But, you know, it's not going to be that much of a difference whether they get their toilet paper from Amway or Costco. You know, their bottom's going to be just as happy either way. And with NECAN, we really have some impactful product that is going to make a difference. So we need you more than they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thought crossed my mind specifically regarding Dallas. I sat down this morning, and as I was reading, you know, I usually start every single day, almost in verbatim. It's not a habit, but it's something I really enjoy doing by reading up the proverb. And as I was reading, my mind started racing with all these people that I know that are near within driving distance to Dallas, Texas. And these people are not in NECAN yet. And I thought to myself, you know, and I grabbed a piece of paper. It was actually some of our daughter's homework that she brought home, and I'm hoping that she doesn't need it. I don't think it has to go back to school. But I just started writing as fast as I could, all these names, and then thinking of what would be the angle to approach them for. And now I'm realizing that my backdoor approach with all these people, and all of us know people, that some of them may have to buy a plane ticket, but, you know, the airlines are hurting just like anybody else, and I see
there's some good deals out there.
Oh, there are amazing good deals, and we can be proactive and make our plans now and be committed to it, and that's why I specifically asked that question. You know, not only will it be fun, but it's incredibly vision-expanding.
Dallas-Fort Worth is a major hub, so there's going to be deals,
mm-hmm.
and so avail yourself. If you go, it could change your whole course of your life, and in turn, thousands of other people as you engage yourself and do something. And I love what you're talking about, reading Proverbs. You know, get into that stuff. You know, if you'll read every day, if you'll listen to a CD, contact your active upline every day. You know, say your prayers. You know, just really be engaged in this, magic things will happen. I guess I got to go down to do
I need to let you go, and I'm going to piggyback, and I'm going to open up the line, and we're going to get into a fun discussion, and I so wish you could be part of that. But however, just a reminder, you guys, Dave Johnson is speaking the truth, and I love it the way our pastor said that, you know, Nobody's perfect. However, when we respond to the truth spoken in love, that changes things. And Dave and Valerie have built a huge, huge empire on doing exactly what Dave has been talking about here. And so I do hope that we'll take it to heart. So, Dave, thank you again for taking time.
Oh, thank you, guys.
I know that you're getting ready to jump on the stage, so we look forward to seeing you in person, either at the next NECN event or definitely in Dallas. And you guys, Dave Johnson has been our guest, and we're going to let him go, and I'm going to open up the line, and we're going to have some fun here.